With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The FBI says it's investigating yesterday's shooting at an ICE facility in Dallas as an act of targeted violence. The shooter used a rifle to kill one detainee and wound two others in a transport van before taking his own life. Vice President J.D. Vance expressed his disgust over the violence.
In Dallas, Texas, an ICE facility, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility, was opened fire upon by a violent left-wing extremist, a person who wrote anti-ICE messaging on their bullets. And there's some evidence that we have that's not yet public, but we know this person was politically motivated. They were politically motivated to go after law enforcement. They were politically motivated to go after people who are enforcing our border.
Audio courtesy of WSOC. Authorities say no ICE agents were injured and the surviving detainees were in critical condition. The Justice Department is preparing to ask a grand jury to indict former FBI Director James Comey on allegations that he lied to Congress. Prosecutors have been evaluating whether Comey lied to lawmakers during his 2020 testimony related to the investigation into ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Last weekend, the president directed the DOJ to investigate Comey and other perceived political enemies. President Trump will hold talks with Turkish President Erdogan at the White House later today as he considers lifting a ban on the sale of F-35 fighter jets. The visit comes as U.S. officials have cited concerns about Turkey's human rights record and the country's ties with Russia. A Paris court has found former French President Sarkozy guilty on one charge, but acquitted him on others in his trial for the alleged illegal financing of a 2007 presidential campaign. This is SRN News. Doctors are urging the Supreme Court to protect women's sports. SRN correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The American College of Pediatrics has filed a brief in an upcoming case that involves state laws banning boys from playing against girls in sports. In the brief, the ACP says when female sports are invaded by males, quote, girls predictably lose roster spots and scholarships, face unequal competition, and in some sports bear higher injury risk. These are real medical and developmental harms to minors. The High Court will hear arguments this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew has delivered a wide-ranging speech to the Council on Foreign Relations in which he applauded America's constitutional system of checks and balances. But he also warned against excluding faith from the public square, citing George Washington's statement that religion and morality are indispensable to good government. This is SRN News. The family of one of the 67 people who were killed when an airliner collided with an Army helicopter over Washington, D.C. back in January is suing the government and the airlines involved. Attorney Bob Clifford represents the family of Casey Crafton.
It is known that American had the ability, because of their notice of near misses, a massive number of near misses, that they nevertheless allowed their customers to be exposed to the dangers associated with those near misses, even though they sought additional gates, they sought additional landings and takeoffs, and they did everything possible to maximize their ability to shuttle passengers in and out of that airport.
The lawsuit seeks to hold the FAA, the Army, American Airlines, and regional partner PSA Airlines accountable for the deadly crash. More details at srnnews.com.